You're not coming through my headphones, though, which is weird.
Yes, it is, Justin. Yes, it is. Hey, Lisa, can you hear me?
She hears you. Oh, there we go.
Ah, there we go. Now I'm in your ears.
Where's that slacker Jeremy at? Is he not showing up again?
Oh, he'll fucking be here. Either he shows up or we're going to spend 2 hours doing jerky boys on his call waiting.
This is Saul Rosenberg.
Oh my God, my ass beans.
Hey, jerky. I want to buy a house, Dad.
I don't care what they say about us anyways. I don't care about that.
Do I sound like shit? My voice is fucked.
You sound like you've been yelling a little bit. Like, it's all right. It's good for you sound like a professional voice user.
Yelling at Lisa to get the camera to take pictures of fish and talking to the boat and you know, not talking to people for a couple of weeks and then having to talk for a living all day long. It's like, and then it's way dry over there.
Picks or it didn't happen.
Oh, you want to fuck with me right now?
Oh, I know it happened. I don't even need the picks and I know it happened.
First of all, that's where we got married.
Oh,
how hot are we?
You guys are gorgeous. I mean, you look like, I mean, she looks like she's donating to.
It's a fucking make-a-wish or something. Because like, dude, yeah, no, I tell her that all the time. She's way too hot for me, man. Are you kidding me? Look at that.
You're not an uggo, but she's gorgeous. There you go.
Yeah, look at that, Jeremy.
Booyah!
Look at you.
But this was, how about this monster, boys?
Whoa!
Whoa, dang. Look at you.
Say, what's your name? I can't think of her fucking name right now.
Suan
Sanchez.
Suan
would be very proud of you.
Fish guts. Caught that shit right off of the boat dock, man, that they have. And, like caught it on like a trout rod, dude. Like a little, I have a crappie jig that I was catching bass on last year and I didn't caught a few, but I was like, all right, I'm going to get the color right this year. So I got a couple and I fucking nailed it right off the bat. And I was just smashing them all week, dude. All week. And I was catching them on this fucking trout rod. And I had 8 pound test and that bass was 5.6 pounds.
Yeah.
Dang.
This little gem was about 2.5, 3 pounds that I caught on the.
Dang, man. You're killing it.
Oh, dude. I caught like 10 of those.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You keep any of them? It's all sport.
No, man. Nah, just giving them back, dude.
So you caught the same fish 10 times?
No.
That's what it is.
All right, I'm going to do a quick preamble. So, listeners out there, we're getting close. We're so excited. Justin had a vacation. I'm about to go on vacation. Jeremy just big fat didn't show up for an episode. So, we're just, you know, I can't get to the episode. I started this podcast because I want to do a podcast about a TV show. We finally have a TV show. So I'm super duper excited about that. I can barely, you know, bring myself to talk about something that isn't the show. Thankfully, we do have 3 minutes of program to talk about tonight beyond just the trailer. So I'm super excited about that. Technically, I do have new show to talk about. But all that being said, Justin's the one that's been grinding through, watching videos, watching the trailer, really digging up the dirt to get us prepared for it. So I am just going to hand the show over to him tonight. I'm probably just going to cut this. Most likely you're listening to part one and I am just going to cut this episode when the General Lee is in midair. And so if you're like, I think something's wrong with this recording,
damn good boys.
The recording is just fine. We're going to pick up right where we left off next week. And then I'm coming back from vacation. We will do one more fresh recording right before season 2 starts. and then we're fucking doing season two.
We'll be able to break this into like two, like 35, 40 minutes easy. And I kind of know a spot to kind of do it. So if we don't take too long, it should be good.
And these are my wolf brothers.
I will be your vocal fry, Sadai, tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's very NPR tonight, guys.
Well, you were a fry. You were a fry last time. You were Glenn Fry last time.
That's true.
So you're Glenn Fry's brother.
R.I.P. Vocal fry.
No, Jeremy was on that show. That wasn't the last one.
That's true. I just wanted to say thank you to all the people. I checked my old email, Jeremy Not Here Gaines at AOL.net. And I got a lot of emails that said people miss me and that they love me, that they care about me. And then some of them said that I sucked. I don't know why, but just
check. I wish that was true. I wish you had that. That'd be so fucking beautiful.
Jeremy, I hope that was fun for you. Because I just cut all that out of the podcast.
I even wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it.
He thinks he's so funny. That's hilarious.
Oh no, I'm not editing this podcast.
Just throwing it up as is.
Jeremy, so what Sadai are you?
I'm a optimistic Sadai. Slightly optimistic. After seeing the first 3 minutes, if that's what it is, if that's the first 3 minutes.
Really?
I'm like, all right.
I'm actually here, Sadai.
Yeah, I'm actually here. Hey, you guys, you know what? Yosemite's pretty nice. You should go.
Idaho's nice too. I still record it.
We went up.
Hey, I'm going to Iowa, motherfuckers.
Oh, we might not ever hear from you again.
We went out to dinner, and then they're like, hey, we're going to go for a hike tomorrow up at Yosemite. You guys want to go? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And I thought for sure, no problem, we'd be back. And we were still in Yosemite when you guys started.
I love how he's like, I may not be back. Just say you're not going to be back. Fucking asshole.
I also had very spotty. Have you ever been to Yosemite? You have very spotty reception there too.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm surprised we didn't stop the show and send out a search party. Cause yeah.
Well, there's plenty of people. I don't think I could have gotten lost. It's almost like Disneyland now, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
So excuse me. That tree's beautiful.
Get out of my shot. Hey, excuse me, sir. The reflection of your hairy body is in my wife's glasses. Could you?
And she is way too distracted by it, in my opinion. Sir, you're making me feel less masculine.
Sir!
Mr. Animal Steel, sir, can you please put a shirt on?
But before we get too far into it, I did want to say thanks to the editor. I'm sure he doesn't listen, but if he does, did you see the thing that he kind of put us on Twitter does?
No, I saw that he kept, I didn't.
So somebody, and I believe it's Jame Ibarra, all grown up, is the Twitter handle, which I think they're the person that created it. And if it is you, thank you. They have a list of, it's like a, almost like Wikipedia style page that is all of the podcasts that are about Wheel of Time. And then it's got drop down menus where you can like, I want to search podcasts about the Gathering Storm, or about Egwene, or about fucking Shadowspawn, or Turangreal, or whatever. And then shit pops up, and we're on it.
That is awesome.
We are on it thanks to the editor, because
wow,
someone was like, hey, the Jame Ibarra person who was, I believe, making the page, was like, hey, is there anybody else I'm missing that should go on it? And I would like to read for you the tweet, because I thought it was pretty funny. It says, oh, fuck, I lost it. God damn it.
I saw him give us a shout out or two, but I didn't realize it was to get us on a list.
Another list, let's be honest.
No fly list.
Okay, so it says, Jame Ibarra, all grown up. So Twitter, that's your, if you're Jame Ibarra on Twitter and you happen to hear us, thank you. You're awesome. I really dig this, whatever kind of page that you made. And he just says, hey, can y'all have a look at this list? See which podcasts are not on here yet. The thread became a tangle, so I want to make sure I didn't miss any. I'm sure I did. Please let me know. The editor jumped right on. I was like, hey, I'd add the Thank the Light podcast by Parched Ioman and crew. They do the show and the books and are reading through the whole series. A mix of new and veteran readers with a sense of humor and a manic energy. Smiley face, winky. I was lucky enough to be a guest on one episode, and they are really entertaining.
Thank you, editor.
Yeah, man.
He's totally down to come on again. He said he's got a recut of the season one edit that he did. So
yeah,
when we start getting some stuff we want to talk about, we should definitely have him on. Watch that. He's going to be right on the season 2 edit, he said immediately. And I told him, I go, we'll probably just do the reaction shows, just us three. But once we start doing commentaries, I mean, I'd love to have him on at least one or two, as many as he'd like, maybe do a twofer with him or something, because he's a good dude.
Yeah, I'm going to. So in my travels, I'm going to do another rewatch. I'm going to be a good little, and I'd like to watch the edit, but the problem is I think I have to have internet to watch the edit, and I'll be watching it mostly on planes and poolside.
Totally.
So I might not be able to get to the edit before.
Dude, just go through the original show. Honestly, just kind of sitting back, watching it without overanalyzing it as a fan. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do love it. And especially, you know what? And it's something that someone said really stuck with me. And they said, just look at it as it's another turning of the wheel, or a turning of the wheel told by someone differently, and you will have a lot less problems with it. And I already don't have a lot of problems with it because I get it. It's a fucking adaptation. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So that being said, what we've got glimpses of so far and the little scene that they dropped today, I am fucking bonered up. I am so excited. It seems so much darker. It's just, yeah.
So I might be jumping ahead of you a little bit, Justin, but, and I'm not surprised you don't hate it, Jeremy. There's not very much to hate in this, but what about it is just like, oh, we're already a notch up from where we left off last season.
So honestly, it was when Ishmael takes the little girl, I guess, and he's talking to her and kind of giving backstory about who he is.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Did you not watch it?
No, I did. That was one of the things where I thought that might be a little bit too expositive, and you'd be like, why don't you guys take time to tell me this instead of just dump it on me in the first 3 minutes? Like, I like that they just dump it in the first 3 minutes.
Well,
because we got to get some fucking people excited about this show.
Right.
And if they spend 3 seasons going, wait,
right,
is Balzamon?
Right.
Also, wait, what? And so is the Forsaken? But wait, I thought he was the Forsaken, you know, and this guy's just like, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, and I'm this.
Well, and at first, you know, in the books, Ishii's really fucking nuts. He doesn't really get this kind of like analytical and like more humanized until he becomes kind of, kind of goes through a transformation, let's say. And he's much more like his secondary character than the kind of insane Balzamon character, which is really cool. And like, I do the whole clip, I'm just like, he's going to feed that little girl to the college.
That's totally what I was thinking too.
He's going to do it. And then the fact that he doesn't, and the way he's talking and what he talks about is it's really informing on his view of the eternal battle between him and the dragon, because towards the end, as, and you'll see in the books, he's just like, I'm so tired of it. Can't we just end it, man? And there'll be nothing. You know, it's like, he doesn't think he's the bad guy so much. And then Jeremy, have you listened to that chapter in that book about Demandred?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know that it existed until like this last week.
And it's just a chapter, but it's literally gives you some kind of informs a little bit the same way. It's like these people in Shara have this kind of like the dragon must be stopped kind of prophecies. And so Demandred shows up there and really leans into it, but he knows that, you know, he's not being altruistic, being, you know, so it's interesting for sure.
Right.
That being said, I guess we should get into the trailer.
Well, I want Jeremy to finish his thoughts on the sneak peek.
Another thing I liked was, you know, the young girl, when she runs into the room, she's like hiding under the table and she's looking around, and as you can see that people from all over, and you can only really tell, but just what they're wearing. But it's kind of obvious. Some of them, maybe not so much so.
Yeah, you got a white cloak. There's a Shinarin, at least one Aes Sedai. You see the black ring.
Yeah, and we know what it is because of kind of knowing what their costumes are going to be. And we've seen some sneak peeks. There's the one with the lady with the two long fingernails. And obviously that's going to be a Shan Chan. Some of it is going to be more foreshadowing because you don't know what you see the person wearing something and then you haven't seen them yet.
Right.
Does that make sense? So then when they show up, you're like, oh, that's what those people wear. Maybe it's that person. you know, that type of thing. I think that was really well done.
When I saw the black ring, I immediately thought like Leandrin, but I don't think it's going to be her. The voice didn't really match up. And if you guys remember, and we did talk about this, Des, in the very first scene when she's chasing down the guy that can channel, she kind of makes a fist and her ring flashes black. And that's something that the Aes Sedai, who's in that Dark Friend social, the ring is black for sure. For sure. So could be a you know, could be several people. So
who is that? Okay, I'm going to try not to belabor it too much, but who the fuck is that little girl? And what the fuck? I mean, obviously she's someone's daughter, but who the fuck?
Red herring. Red herring. No.
Jeremy, flicker, right? Maybe.
Nah. This is,
you don't think
this
it's going to be Flicker?
No. She's a plot device. That's all she is.
They've got to connect her to something. Like just a
wait. Which little girl? Are we talking in the Dark Friend social or the one that parents?
No, the sneak peek that we just saw.
Yeah, the Dark Friend social.
Yeah, she's not going to be connected to anything other than the fact that you can tell that she's Tuathawan.
Like I said, I'm going to try not to harp on it. Like I have the baby, but still, like you have like the most evil. Like this is like a little kid running in the middle of like. In Star Wars, when Darth Vader is choking out that guy, like just a little kid running and going like, oh, what's going on in here? Like
she ran to them to save her from the Trollocs. And it's like,
but she was obviously like around that house. Like she wasn't, I guess she could have been water.
I just don't know. Des, it's a device to get him
right
to get the exposition dump. Like you said,
I just feel like, I mean, like I said, I don't expect her to be a major portion of this show, but I feel like at some point they have to, there's got to be at least maybe when they go to this meeting, you know, I mean, like, why do you bring your kid to this?
And it might be like the episode, or not the episode, but remember in Schindler's List with the young girl running around and she's got the red dress and everything else is in black and white and you see her at the very end, she's been killed too. And it could be something like that where you're setting up this, you know, secondary character that really isn't going to do anything. But then when something happens to her, then you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, it brings it home.
Like if this show was spanned over 15 years, I'd be like, oh, she's definitely going to come back. But knowing that this entire series only lasts 18 months, obviously she's not going to become.
Well, that's
something.
Already been disemboweled for the show, though.
As much as I understand that you needed this little girl there to do this scene, I still feel like there's got to be some explanation of what she's doing running around the devil's table.
I don't think so, man. I really don't. I could be wrong.
Two things. I think she's important because you see that she's a tinker and her mom is also a tinker. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Look at her clothes. She's a tinker and she goes, mom.
See that it, right there already? That explains it to me. A fucking tinker would bring their fucking kid to this. Like fucking hippies.
Also, my thoughts is that she probably will come back in a certain way that where she's going to slide a dagger or not help one of our main characters when she should, because she thinks that she will make a decision based on the brainwashing that they're already doing to her that will kind of fuck our heroes in a certain way, minor or major.
And Perrin is obviously going to have a big tinker turn. So I could see maybe at some point when Perrin's thinking about killing and this little, he looks at this beautiful little precious girl and decides not to slice someone's throat in front of her.
Or maybe she becomes like a Dark Friend, like, and she pulls a knife on somebody or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think we're going into the weeds on something that's literally a 3-minute clip.
It's real show, man. It's real show.
Jeremy, last thing about this thing. Do you think that is like a sort of power focused prison where some of the Forsaken are? I saw a few of the breakdowns that there was some of the designs on the six pointed stars that they were maybe trying. One of them had like some spiders on it, stuff like that. So, or do you think it's just a place?
I think it's just a place. And here's the thing too. Why is the building like a shaped like a star like that? There's no significance to, as far as I can know about book wise, why there would be.
So let's just get into the, can you, you probably can't play it. Can you, Des?
The trailer?
Yeah.
Well, we've already tried playing that
I don't really need it. I just like, as long as you guys know what I'm talking about, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it up right in front of me.
Okay. So I'm just going to, Jeremy, if you want to.
I'll have it going here, and everyone out there has watched it. And the last, if you guys listened to our last episode on it, I put a lot of snippets in that one too. So everyone, go watch the trailer one more time. We'll see you in 2.5 minutes.
So just, you know, you get the first shot of Moraine, you know, her costume, the costumes are so on point. They look even more like crazy this year. You know, the first thing I notice is Moraine's in the bath and she's kind of sticking her fingers in the bath like she tried to channel in the first episode with Lan. And then you see her crying because I think she was just kind of like, can I channel? No, I can't. You know, just being frustrated. I noticed that right away. You know, if the reason why they took extra time for like the effects for like what they've done with the power and like when you see Ishmael just kind of like, I don't know, disapparate for, I don't
know. Oh.
That looks awesome. You know what I mean? Like it's looked really cool. So
you're right with the bath because in the first season when Lan asks her to make it warmer, she
heats it up.
Yeah, and now she's sitting in a cold bath and she touches it and then you can see her sinking into her cold.
I hate cold baths.
Nobody likes a cold bath.
Lan, will you go boil me some water?
The effects that we've seen so far look just crazy awesome. So if that's why it took an extra long time, I guess I get it. I hope it's not always that way, but that's awesome. When Egwene is channeling, it looks like there's kind of a green tint to it. So I'm thinking that.
So I'm looking at that right now. She's like underground, like doing a kata. I don't know what I don't know what that's supposed to be. And then they cut to Leandrin. I don't know if she's actually supposed to be in the same scene with her staring at her, but that's kind of weird.
I'm wondering if it's like maybe when she's trying to open up the way gate somewhere down in the bowels of the Tawa. They definitely kind of like Leandrin look a little more evil. She's wearing darker clothing, like her reds in her, you know, it's like way more like dark crimson. Her hair looks darker, at least, I mean, she's outside at night in that shot, so it could just be that. You catch a quick glimpse of I guess it's Ishii on the right side of the dark friend social, but especially now we know it's Ishii, you know.
Yeah, that's what Desmond was saying.
Yeah, which is cool. And like it's definitely not the dark friend social we saw before, but it kind of makes more sense. Like it's kind of cooler in a way. I can't wait to see how it plays out because it looks.
I wouldn't go that far yet. It looks amazing.
Well, I hope that we get more than just Ishmael leaving. I hope he comes back in and then you know, go through some shit.
I think we're going straight into credits. That's the cold open, I think. I bet right after that, we come out of the credits and we go to Rand.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
That would make sense. Let's see.
Oh, so there's fireplaces in every corner, too. Did you guys notice that? So that's how they get there with the flu powder or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Another Harry Potter.
You're the worst. You know what? Literally from that thing, the 3 minutes today, the first thing you see on the ground, I'm like, is that the Deathly Hallows symbol? And I was like, no, I hate myself.
It is a fucking a Horcrux. It is a fucking Horcrux.
Seriously. So there's six of them too. The six of the, you know, the statues that they're talking about, then one of them fell over, like they killed one. But the last one's going to be Ishmael because it has to be a living person.
Yep.
Like the snake.
If you look really close, you can see the lightning bolt scar. So we see, you know, like Jeremy kind of said at the little dark friend social, you know, you see some colorful dresses, thinking Aes Sedai. Obviously, we see the thing we saw today, it's got the nails, obviously a Shan Chan. Get a white cloak, right? Let's see. Jeremy, that's Alana talking to Egwene in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of hard to tell because it's really fast. It's like three frames. But it look, yeah, I mean, I just pause it right there. I think it's totally her. Unless it's somebody who looks exactly like her.
Yeah, I feel like it's Priyanka Bose as Alana doing that shit.
And then the next scene is like Ishmael standing there with like looking straight up and then power or something flying around him. It's kind of weird.
Oh, when he's channeling. Yeah. And it also looks kind of.
I don't know if he's channeling.
Well, what else would it be?
It's just going around him. It's not coming from him. Well, it could be anything.
Well, it's the power.
Well, it could be like the dark one. Like he's talking to the dark one or something like that. Maybe it's the true source.
Oh, that's a good point. That'd be crazy if the true source came in so early. That'd be pretty wild.
That would be.
But one of the things, actually, and I noticed this, and then it got reiterated. If you look at, like, when Egwene is channeling, like, her flows are still kind of, like, wispy and almost escaping. Same with Rand. His look really chaotic. Like, his red ones, it's just, like, they're kind of all over the place, almost like electricity. If that is Ishii channeling, look how perfect the weaves are. They're just, like fine line work on a tattoo, just... Which, you know, maybe is like a signal of like how adept you are on the power, or maybe how strong you are. Or...
Well, because you see, what's his name? When he raises Lanfear, those are sharp.
Right. They're fucking crisp. You know, when you see Egwene first channeling, it's like, well, and then when you see the Shanchan and the Damani channeling, which I have more to say about that, but theirs are crisper than Egwene's, but more like raw. Like, this is just power. There's no fucking finesse to it. It's just like, we're going to fucking...
It's all about war and destruction with them.
Yeah, it's all about war. They don't build things with the power, pretty much. So
they build fucking empires with their power.
That is true. That is very much true.
We build oppression.
Well, they build the city on rock and roll.
Oh god.
Cue the music.
I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day. Part of every day.
Part of every day. God, I want. We're going to, let's do role models for Christmas this year.
Fuck yeah. Please. Please, God.
Okay.
What, you like this? You like this?
It's fantasy. There's a lot of fantasy.
That's true.
Yeah, there's LARPing, dude. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
There's elves, swordplay. What I was saying about the arches, they're different, but they look really cool. Once you see them channeling into, they kind of get this like silvery channeling. I'm guessing just what kind of spirit looks like, right?
You know, and that's the one thing that doesn't really bother me too. Like, oh, they're not metal. So what? Who cares? You know, that doesn't, that's not.
Those are the things that I could give a shit about.
I did. It was funny. I was talking to, we spent the weekend at some friend's house out in Sebastopol. And I was talking to the guy about our show and how excited I am. He's like, yeah, he's like, I read the first three books and I kind of liked it. But God, just I couldn't get over just, oh, Rand, I want to be with Rand. No, I want to be with Rand. No, Rand's my.
Have you seen Yosha Stranowski? I want to be with Rand. Even my wife, like, he's hot.
This is years ago when only the books existed. Like, he read it.
No, I know.
Like, he's a fan. He's read all of Game of Thrones, all that stuff. Like, he's down.
No, it's pretty dumb. It, you know what? It's a little bit of like that about Perrin and Matt, though, too. Like, you know,
I was like, it evens out a little bit. I said, there's reasons for it. And it kind of, everything kind of levels out a little bit. But
Taviren, bro,
for the first three or four books, I couldn't be like, no, you're wrong. Like, I couldn't be like, well, read five more books and it'll all make sense.
Yeah, right.
Like... Come on, Dez. Are you not on board?
Watch the show. I'm on board. Why? Because I told him, I said, now that season two is coming out, fucking watch the show. Like, I'm pumping the show. But I'm not going to tell anybody to go read 13 books. We got lives to live. Mine just happens to
You'd be too short if you did that.
Mine just happens to revolve around this stupid show that I agreed to.
When do we get to the time travel?
It's going to make all of your other podcasts famous because we're so cool.
I can't lie about that. So far, so
that
good.
Is not ego. I'm talking about you guys. That's it. Sorry. You guys, like Homelander, you guys are the real heroes.
I'm not going to be happy until we got to drag Jeremy on stage to do a live episode.
Oh my God.
To get tattooed live on stage.
Oh, it's going to get tattooed on his brain.
Like, literally, I want like a little, you get a, like a baby, like dragon on your palm, something.
Right here. If I do, I'm going to slap you with it as hard as I can. Boom.
If you get a tattoo, I'm in. My goal in life is to get ink into Jeremy's skin.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, you sleep sometimes, motherfucker.
Greater men than you have tried.
You sleep very deep, if I remember correctly.
I do. You are not wrong. Oh, my God. The other night, something happened. What was it? Something happened. It was like so loud. My wife woke up. She got sick and was throwing up. Like, blah, blah, in the bathroom. And she was like, I can't believe you didn't move.
Thanks for all your concern, prick.
And I was like, what the heck? She gets back into bed and I can hear her like breathing. And so for some reason I woke up and I was like, hey, what's the matter? Why are you breathing so funny? She's like, I'm just in there puking my guts out. And you didn't move.
But I give a little rattle when I lay down next to you and now you're all concerned.
I'm all, keep it down. You're waking me up.
Close your mouth. God.
God, who breathes like that? Oh, people in pain.
I hope she breathed barf breath right in your face.
Yeah, I actually leaned over and gave you a vomit kiss.
She understands. When my kids were little, if she had to like leave to go do something, I was like, okay, kids, it's a sleepover in dad's room. You're sleeping in here because if something would have happened to them, yeah. I would have never heard it. Like nothing. House catches on fire.
I mean, you woke up covered in your son's piss, but at least everyone was safe.
Whatever. Exactly.
Here's a question, Jeremy. And I think, you know, we saw the figurines and you know, who else would be the guitar but Asmodian? We saw the figurines of the Forsaken. But Brand is sitting there talking to Loghain. Do you think, and we talked about this a little bit on the trailer thing, that maybe Loghain would escape when Rand leaves the tower with him? Or do you think, well, I don't want to spoil shit.
Yeah, you do. We're beyond that.
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, like, so do you think that what goes on between Nynaeve and Loghain maybe happens earlier and that's when he escapes and decides to, or maybe right after Rand leaves, like, I'm going to go find the dragon now that I can, you know.
It's very much a real possibility, but I hope it doesn't do that because of one reason, and that's because Loghain was born during this time and didn't channel for a very long time, so he doesn't really have too much to teach him. But that being said, this guy is the guy who plays Loghain is kind of a famous actor, and I think he's French, so he's a famous actor. So to get him for this one, like, kind of a small part in the very beginning of the books, they're going to have to expand
Loghain
his role.
Becomes very big at the end, so it'll probably be, yeah.
But it's just like getting what's her face for Moraine.
Maybe he escapes with Matt, you know, when Matt takes off from the tower. I don't know.
Someone made a good point in an article I read today that Loghain is probably going to have a much bigger part in this. Like, Loghain is probably going to be who, and it's funny, the person who wrote it, he was actually like, this actually fixes a problem with the book where Rand just knows stuff all the time, and they're like, so Loghain is going to be kind of the guy who's like, try, because technically the women can't teach Rand anything,
right?
So who the fuck is teaching Rand something? Loghain.
And as much as I don't want to, like, hey Dez, just get on the fourth book, because it will actually, honestly, after the fourth book you could quit for a while, because it is so much setup and so much, like, there's, we always talk about Asmodian is a Forsaken, and the reason why we joke about him, he's actually a minor Forsaken, probably, Jeremy, would you say the weakest? Still very strong in the power, especially compared to the age that they're in right now.
He's the weakest power lifter in the Olympics. Yes. Yeah. He's still way stronger than everybody that's alive. But yeah, I would say, yeah, you probably
he's the
right,
worst
Justin.
Left-handed power hitter the Yankees have ever had. And he's still better than 90% of the world.
That's absolutely right.
But he really went to the dark because he wanted to compose music, and then
forever
his cruel streak came out in torturing artists that, you know, were perceived as better than him.
He's a Salieri.
I don't know how that, what is, Rand doesn't capture him. He kind of,
yeah, he does. It totally does.
So he fights him and literally cuts his connection to the Dark One, which is what protects him from Sidene's madness.
Yeah. And then I always forget this, but Lanfear puts a shield on him, not him.
Right. Lanfear puts a shield on him that allows him to channel, but not a lot. And so Asmodian goes, okay, like, at this point, I'm fucked if I try to go back to my team. I'm on your team. And starts teaching Rand. But like Jeremy said, there's so many things that Rand just kind of like figures out how to do before he even has the voices in his head. I'm thinking Loghain's going to give him some basics. You're going to learn a little more about the void and the flame and the oneness. And then Rand will get to Asmodian later when he starts to need to learn how to do some shit.
Yeah. because I don't, Rand and Loghain don't even meet till the 11th book. That is
right.
How far along.
Right.
Yeah. So they're, you know, speeding it up. And honestly, that doesn't bother me either. You're like, okay, you can't flood people with 2,000 named characters.
They'll right. Just right.
Turn it off. And you literally can't budget for that.
It's too confusing. It's too confusing.
It's too confusing. And so you need to combine storylines. You need to combine people. And I'm totally for that. I really am. I just want it done well. That's all.
Well, and it's been done well enough in other things where there's no reason why they can't do it. And I'm very excited what I'm seeing. A lot of that's going to get dropped because of simple fact, too. You guys do know that it is official. 2 years have passed since the end of the season.
What?
No. What?
Yeah.
Really? 2 years?
2 years.
That's way too long. Why?
I don't know. We're going to find out. But 2 years have passed.
So they've been hunting for the horn for 2 years?
Apparently. I think that they're and this is just, this is me 100%. I have no one else talked about this. It's just me thinking out loud. I feel like it's to so many other things, like especially at the end of Game of Thrones, all of a sudden it's like, oh, Daenerys is here with her dragons. Apparently they fly 9 million miles an hour. Wow. I think they're trying to avoid some of that, like, oh, well, they were here hunting for the horn, and then they were here, and then they were here, and then they were here. 2 years have passed, and I think you're going to get small flashbacks of what was going on in those 2 years to explain things.
You think so?
A little bit.
I think it's smart because we might be watching this show in 2034. Like, we can't pretend
12 years from now? 11 years from now?
At least 2030.
It makes more sense to me that all the things that happened in the book happened over more like 10 years as opposed to like 3.
Especially when we're looking at them and we're like Rand's going to be a fucking 35-year-old man pushing 40 by the time this show is done.
That's true.
I mean, if we get another 18-month push to season 3 because of the strike, like,
I almost feel like the 18 months push was so that they could like almost get ahead and not have that.
I would believe you if it wasn't for the strike happening right now.
Exactly. I think that was the plan, but not gonna work out.
But I think we might get another, it might be 2025 before we get season 3 because of, you know, because people got to get paid. Thank you. You guys just do, you know, get your money and sign a, so make sure that you got a solid Wheel of Time contract in your.
As long as it's amazing, I don't care. I can talk forever. All that being said, do you know what happens in 30 days?
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Like I said, 2 years have passed. Like I said, do you think that him kind of training with Loghain at all will be no Asmodean? I don't think so. I think Asmodean will still have to be there or some sort of teacher because he can't just learn all this crazy shit.
I would hope very much that it's Asmodean, and I very, very much hope that it's Billy Zane, obviously. But
There's no one else besides.
There's no one else. No one else could be Asmodean. I do. I really do, because I just feel like that
Asmodean's a good character, too.
It's a very good character. Yeah. And he's kind of like this.
Very duplicitous.
You're like he comes across as kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Harmless. And at certain times,
kind of aloof.
Yeah. But then you always have to remember, like, he killed entire cities worth of people.
And if I'm not mistaken, severed his own mother.
Yes, exactly.
Where do you think maybe, like when she's talking to Moraine, she's obviously like in the Emerald and Seed or whatever. Do you think that's in Telen Riad or in like the waking world? Because remember, Moraine's been banished.
Oh, right.
Wait, what do you mean when they're talking? When they're kissing, you mean?
No. She's like, guiding Rand is the most important thing. And she's like, you can't control him or whatever.
Oh, do you think that they're talking to each other? I thought that she's talking to...
Do you not? I thought it was the same room. Is it not?
You could be right.
Why is Nynaeve bloody?
To show that the shit that happens inside of the arches is like Telen Riad real. Like, she had blood, and since she comes out, and it's like, ugh.
That's Nynaeve, though? I thought that was Egwene.
No, I think it's Nynaeve. And Nynaeve comes out in one of the other shots, and she's got like a fistful of hair. And I wonder if there's a point when you've read this, Des, she's like in her testing, she's like fighting Aghanor, but then she like rips out a fistful of her own braid because it's like burned.
Yep.
So that'd be cool. Dude, what is your theory on the context of ran grabbing Marine by the throat?
I have none. Like, I'm trying to think of what, for what reason.
Really?
What reason?
I got a reason, but.
Could the power be, because I didn't realize he's channeling at that moment. Is there anything about that that could be, I don't want to say forcing him, but like kind of angering him to the point? I mean, I don't know. I just realized this is the first time I've noticed he's channeling. So,
okay. Well, if you remember in the books, he starts getting fucked with a lot in the dreams after, you know, like Matt and Perrin, once they kind of separate, the dreams kind of stop, especially after the first book for Matt and Perrin. They figure out that Rand's a dragon. So issues starts coming to his dreams all the time. And he starts imitating people. My thoughts is this is a dream. If you look at the picture, Rand's neck is bleeding in the same spot where Moraine held the knife to his neck. Like, I'll kill him before you can have him. So I'm wondering if this isn't maybe like an alternate version, either in the flicker, if we do get some of the flicker thing, or it's in a dream and Ishi's fucking with them, like, oh, she was going to cut your fucking throat, bro. And then he's, you know, you see him kind of starting to kind of lose his shit because he's just sick of getting pushed and pulled.
Yeah. That could be, like, that would sum up.
He just doesn't, like, violence towards women and Rand are, like, not a thing, dude, until, like, you know, like.
But visually, that would sum up 500 pages of him just being like, fuck!
Yeah, I'm tired of you looking like Perrin. I'm tired of you looking like Egwene, my mom, my dad, fuck all of you guys. Sick of it.
It could be also that maybe he's in the middle of a big battle or something, and then Moraine walks up and he grabs her just and goes, oh crap, that type of thing. It doesn't look like that, but maybe because of the broom.
Yeah, he says something to her like that. Nah, I don't think that, but could be right. Let's cut this and then do the second. Let's do a little sign off, or are we just gonna cut it?
Get them out of-
May you always find water and shade. Giggity. Flash.
How are we going to get out of this bucket of syrup?
Come on back next week and watch the Duke boys jump those arches in the bottom of the tower.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think them Duke boys have had just about enough of Uncle Jesse's moonshine.
Bullshit.
Little Bo Peep, bought the lost sheep. Come on back now.
Get for it, good buddy.
Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking.
We gonna do what they say can't be done.
That's Smoking the Bandit.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Now that the ramp was finished, General Lee was raring to take off like the Yankees at Manassas. That's Bull Run to all you folks up north.
All right, Phil, hang on tight. It's gonna be the closest thing to a parachute jump you've seen since you left the service.
Long about now, I bet that boy wishes he had a parachute.
I don't want to speculate.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
What the fuck are we here for then?